Now to the most wonderful people in the world for another beautiful time together from the car. This is going to be blessed, I promise you. Say hi, Chad.
Hey, Pastor. Hey, everyone. How's it going? I have just been listening just to a little hints of what Pastor Benny's going to be talking to you guys about today.
Very exciting.
It's exciting. It's exciting. Buckle up. It's going to be a great teaching.
Buckle up. All right. Yeah. I want to talk to you about what the Bible is about, to strengthen your faith.
Yes.
This will really strengthen your faith. I was reading today again Genesis. I read my Bible one time every 4 months, 3 times a year. So today I started reading the book of Genesis, and I came across again Genesis 5, and I thought, you know what, I need to share this with our wonderful people, because they probably, some of them, don't know the power in Genesis 5 that gives us the plan of salvation in the names of the sons of Adam. God is amazing. Anyone who doubts the Bible needs to read this list and needs to see what God has put hidden in the names of the righteous. So, Lord, I give you praise for what you're about to show us. I give you glory, Lord, for your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, now, let's go together, all of us. I'd like you to see this for yourself with me. Let's look at Genesis chapter 5. And in this chapter, God gives us a hidden revelation of the gospel in his word. You know, Hebrew is an amazing book. When you study, like I am studying Hebrew now, but when you study the names and the meaning of names, you find so much hidden in those names. And that's why the Old Covenant is very deep. You know, the Hebrew language is extremely deep. And God reveals his son not only in the clear prophetic word, but he reveals his son in the hidden names of the righteous. And I'm going to show it to you. This is really exciting. Make sure you share this, will you? Because this will help a lot of people. And once I'm done, I want to send you the list I have. Everyone who asks for this, I'm going to send this one to you. So you can have it in your home, put it on your fridge, and share it with your friends. Okay. This is the book of the generations of Adam. God here gives us kind of a repeat of the creation of man. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him, male and female created he them, and blessed them and called their name Adam. So God called Adam and Eve Adam. It was Adam who called his wife Eve, means the mother of living, Hava. Anyways, in the day when they were created, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. Now, pay attention to the names. Number one, Adam. Number two, Seth. I'll give you that list in a moment and give you the meaning of every one of them. So just write this down on a piece of paper. Put the name Adam, and then under it put the name Seth. Now, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness and called him what? Seth. Then it says, and the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Now, this also explains another thing. He had other sons and daughters, so that's where Cain got his wife. So this verse tells us greatly, Adam didn't just have two boys. He had sons and daughters. So anybody who questions the Bible of where did Cain get his wife, right there. Okay? And Seth lived 105 years and begat who? Enosh. So put the name Enosh down, and we'll go through that again and give you the meaning of that name. And you'll see in every name, hallelujah, in every name we see the plan of salvation. It's incredible to me. All right. And Seth, verse 7, lived after he begat Enosh 807 years, begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enosh lived 90 years and begat who? Canaan. Canaan, in that also is a revelation of the gospel. And Enos lived after he begat Kenan 815 years, begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. And Kenan lived 70 years and begat who? Mahalalel. Ooh, I like that name, Mahalalel, and you'll see why in a minute. Don't leave me now. Stay with me. I want to show you what may be boring to people is extremely exciting.
It's amazing.
Because you see the revelation of God in it. You know, it's amazing. And Kenan, verse 13, and Kenan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years, begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begat Yared. Woo! Yared is a good one, I'm telling you. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Yared 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. And the reason I got excited about Yared, it's powerful. You'll see why in a minute, okay? And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Yared lived 162 years, and begat who? Enoch. Oh, yes, sir. And Yared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Yared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat who? Methuselah. Ooh, that's a good one right there. Prophetically, I'm talking about. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 308 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. That's an incredible one. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. He called his name Noah. That's the last one. Now, here it comes. Yeah. By the way, let me just read this because I think it's really powerful. Because there's a prophecy here. It says that they spoke and said this. And he called his name Noah, and he said, "This will comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed." With Noah came what? Something powerful I'm going to show you. Now, let's go to the names. Are you ready? Okay. What does Adam mean? It means man. Man. I'm going to shout, people. I'm going to shout. Maybe you should join me, huh? The name Seth is appointed. Appointed. Enosh, his son, mortal. Mortal, like flesh. Okay? Then his son was called Kenan. Sorrow. Sorrow. Mahalalel, the blessed God. Every one of these names has a powerful meaning. The blessed, Mahalalel means the blessed God. Mahalalel, the blessed God. Yared, shall come down. Yared means to come down. That's when Jesus became flesh. Let's keep going. Enoch means teaching or declaring. The name Enoch means to declare, to teach. Methuselah, that means his death will bring. His death will bring. If you translate the name Methuselah, who was the oldest man that ever lived, it means his death will bring. He had a son. He called him Lamech or Lamech. Despairing. Despairing. That's what it means, to despair. Because there was such a time of desperation in that time, because of the ground not yielding properly. Despairing. And Noah, rest or comfort. Let me give it to you. Here's the gospel in the names. Man is appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down declaring that his death shall bring the despairing rest. Woo! That's impossible. You know, anyone who denies the Bible, something is wrong with their head.
That was the whole gospel.
That was the whole gospel, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
In the names. Ooh! He just You just honk again. Go, go. Yeah, glory. Okay, no more, no more. We're driving on the highway, wow, getting excited. Think about, in the names from Adam to Noah, we have the whole gospel. And anyone who denies it needs to look at it and study it. People who question the word of God, there's something wrong with them, I'm telling you. Man is appointed mortal sorrow? Yeah, because of sin. But the blessed God shall come down, and he did, declaring that his death will bring, that's the name of Methuselah, the despairing rest. Wow, double wow, triple wow. How can it be? Yes, it is. It is because God's word is glorious. And there's much more. Do you know that the names of the Son? Hallelujah! I'm sorry, I just had to shout. Oh, think about the names of Jacob's sons, which I didn't even share. It's all about Jesus. The name Reuben. Look at my son. Reuben. Look at my son. And who did he have after Reuben? Simeon or Shimon. You know what Shimon means? Listen to him. Listen to him. So God says, look at my son in the name of Reuben. Listen to him in the name of Simeon or Simeon, which is Shimon in Hebrew. So, and then you have the third name, Levi, Levi. You know what that means? Be connected to him. Follow him. Not only listen to him, but follow him. And then Judah, praise him. I'll give you more later because I want to keep you, I'm going to keep you connected. I'm not going to give you all of it, okay? Because it ends up with, he's at my right hand. Wow. Benjamin. Wow. Yeah, yeah. I'll do a different teaching for that, I promise you. So now I'm hearing people are questioning the Bible. Is it true? Is it not true? I thought, you know what? I need to show them just that alone. Just that alone should prove to anyone questioning the word that the word is true. But there's much more. Think about it. 300. What are the chances? 332 prophecies fulfilled in details when Jesus came the first time. Or let's take this one now. Let's take this one. What are the chances that 44 men writing over a period of 1,600 years, 66 separate books, and that book coming as one book together? You tell me. You tell me, okay? What are the chances? The Bible, 66 books, written by 44 individuals, over a period of 1,600 years, most of them did not even know each other. And when the Bible came together by the power of the Holy Spirit, who was the author, it's one book. What did you say that dear man said one time?
Yeah, no,
speaking a little bit louder so they can hear you.
I heard Reverend Polteski say that for one man to fulfill eight. Now Jesus fulfilled over 300, but for one man to fulfill eight,
yeah,
it would be like
what?
It would be like putting a square foot apart from each other on the entire state of Texas, blindfolding the man and telling him, choose the right quarter out of every quarter across the state of Texas, a square foot apart. That's for eight alone. Jesus fulfilled over 300.
332 to be exact.
Wow.
In his first coming to earth. None like Jesus. None like Jesus. Glory. Malba kolal fe pialba kinti mane. I'm having a praise break in the car. The Lord fulfilled every one of them. Think about Psalm 22 alone. Think about Exodus 12 alone. None of his bones will be broken, God said in Exodus. And when the soldiers came to see if he was dead, to break his legs, to accelerate death, he was already dead. And then to make sure he really died, they threw a spear in him to fulfill another prophecy that the Lord had nothing to do with. He could not have fulfilled that with someone putting a spear in his side, or someone breaking his, or not breaking his legs on the cross when they came to do it. And yet these prophecies are in the Old Testament. It's just amazing. Prophecy after prophecy after prophecy. Isaiah 52:14, his face and body were so marred more than any man. Fulfilled in detail. Mel Gibson tried to show it in his movie, and he did not really show the full picture of what the Bible shows us. Because it says, marred more than any man, could not be recognized. And let's think about Israel, the nation of Israel. The chances of those hundreds of prophecies being fulfilled, that Israel came back from the dead after the Holocaust, and a nation today exists called Israel, that God spoke of in the Bible? Could it just happen by itself? No way. Impossible. But when you focus on the Bible and you see how many prophecies have been fulfilled and the revelation in the Word. And there's a lot they've discovered. I mean, God's Word is deeper than most people realize. You know, rabbis say that there are 7 levels to the Bible, not just 1 level. The first level is what? Information. The second level is God's plan of salvation. The third level is revealing Jesus through His Word. And there's more than that. And now they are discovering, rabbis in Israel are discovering hidden messages in the Word of God. The entire Holocaust in details was given in the book of Esther. In the code, in the Bible code. People don't want to talk about that, but it's true. Do you know what they found? A rabbi sent me a message with Paul Crouch one day. This is going to amaze you. Did I ever tell you that? Oh my Lord. In the book of Isaiah, they did a search on TBN, and they found the words Christian Broadcasting Network in 2 verses of Isaiah. And it said Christian Network. Now here's a bigger shock. I have it somewhere in my home. They put the name Benny Hinn. This rabbi put the name Benny Hinn. My name and full ministry came in one verse. In one verse, it says Benny Hinn, healing evangelist, in the book of Isaiah again. When I saw it, I couldn't believe it. I said, well, what are the chances that my name would be connected to the words healing evangelist in one verse of Isaiah? But, you know, I'm not really boasting, you know, about it. I'm just amazed that it's actually there. And I have it in my home somewhere still. They went to Yitzhak Rabin and told him he would be killed by an assassin on the exact date shown in the Bible, and he did. Everything you can imagine, even the Twin Tower in New York, in the Bible. Predicted in the code. Now, you know, people are dismissing that like, oh, you know, what? No. What are the chances? All right, we may ignore that. Fine. But can you ignore what I just showed you? The whole gospel in the names from Adam to Noah? Or 332 prophecies fulfilled in detail about the Lord already? And every other prophecy on His second coming will be fulfilled just the same. Or the nation of Israel, God saying, I'll bring you back to your land. And you know, when you look at Isaiah 43, it's amazing. Because in Isaiah 43, He says, I will bring them from the west. I will carry them from the west. And that happened in detail. They were carried on people's shoulders. And then He said, I will gather them And then he said, I will tell the north to give them up, which they did. And to the south, don't keep them back. These four words were fulfilled in 1948 in the conditions that existed then. So the Bible is an amazing book, saints. Amazing book. It's a light for your path. It's bread for your life. It's water that'll keep you quenched and satisfied. It's a hammer that will break bondage in pieces. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Think about the life you and I have received through the Bible. I want to share with you more, and I'm going to get back and share more with you about other names. I was looking today at Genesis, and in chapter 11, we have the most amazing list of names that I'm now going to look at in details, because I believe there's another revelation in them. From Shem to Abraham. Because there you see the line clearly given from Shem to Arphaxad, his son, right down to Abraham. And I'm hearing from friends of mine, like in the dear Samuel Smajda, about other discoveries rabbis are making in the Bible that are amazing, revealing Jesus in a most amazing way to the Jews themselves. Well, anyways, I just want you to know the Word of God like you've never known it before. And listen to me. If you want the list I just gave and the meaning of the names, I may even send you more, because I'm still working on some that I may even send you. You got to send me an email today. I'll send it to your email free of charge. I just want to bless you and strengthen you in the Holy Spirit. So, PastorBenny@BennyHinn.org. That's my email. PastorBenny@BennyHinn.org. And I get that right on my phone, by the way, too. So if you want the list I just gave from Genesis 5, and if you want the list of Jacob's sons, I'll send you both, and their meanings and how they fit in the gospel. And just send me an email, PastorBenny@BennyHinn.org, and I'll have my staff send it.